Okay, welcome back to Arab Talk. This is KPOO, San Francisco, 89.5 FM. And on the telephone line with us right now, we have Mohammed Omar. And Mohammed is a Palestinian living in Gaza right now. And as all of us know, Gaza and Rafah especially are in the midst of a brutal assault by the Israeli occupying forces who have basically laid siege to Gaza and are engaging in a brutal attack on the innocent civilians in Palestine. Mohammed, welcome to Arab Talk.
Welcome, thank you.
Mohammed, I know it's very difficult, and you're in Rafah right now, which is one of the areas which is very much under siege. And I have to tell you that we're very honored and very, you know, fortunate to have your voice, but this is a voice that our listeners need to hear about. Can you please tell us what's going on in Gaza right now, in Rafah?
Well, as a Palestinian journalist living in Gaza right now, there is a large number of tanks and Israeli bulldozers gathering around Rafah in the border. And this large number of tanks and bulldozers attacking and demolishing olive trees in olive trees and the greenhouses and some other places such as Gaza International Airport, which has turned into a militant zone by the Israeli army. Now the Israeli soldiers are using Gaza International Airport as a place to sniper and to shoot at civilians. Right now when I'm talking to you, I can hear the Israeli helicopters hovering over in the night, and I can hear also the Israeli F-16s hovering and bombing in different areas in the Gaza Strip. In general, Gaza Strip is passing in the worst time since the Israeli disengagement from Gaza Strip, and the situations are getting worse and worse after targeting the three main bridges in Gaza Strip by the Israeli F-16s. The Israeli F-16s have started by bombing the three main bridges, completely destroyed them completely, and now the movement between the south and the north is impossible by vehicles. So now the situations are getting horrible. Gaza now is all dark because Gaza Strip main electricity company has been targeted as well by the Israeli F-16s, and now there is no electricity. The hospitals in Gaza are appealing to the international community and to all over the world to stop these attacks and to stop this Israeli madness and to stop what's going on. But unfortunately, there is no ears to listen to the suffering and to the appeals of the Palestinian children and the Palestinians.
You're actually right, Mohammed. This is a terrible story that you're telling us, because basically we have 1.5 million Palestinian civilians who are being brutalized right now. There's been no food, no water, no electricity, and it looks like people in Gaza are basically starving right now. Do you have food shortages and water shortages?
Well, regarding to the water shortages, let me say that there is water shortages, and that is as a result of the electricity shortages, because in order to get water, you should have electricity, because you need a machine to get the water, and the machine needs electricity. And when there is no electricity, then most of the areas have no water getting into the area. People start to save water, but there are so many families here in Rafah and in Gaza and in the north and the south. They have run out of water, and there is nothing that they can do. As back to the food situations, Gaza crossings and the borders are completely closed right now, and therefore food staff are not getting into Gaza Strip as a result of the closure. And I would say this is a beginning of a humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. In addition to that, in the same context talking about the borders, there are 600 passengers waiting at Rafah border right now. And they are appealing to everyone, to all people who believe in peace and freedom, to everyone to stop this and to open the border for them to come back to their homes. Now the border is completely closed because the European Union observers are not in the border anymore. be evacuated when they hear the Israeli army start bombing in Rafah. And now the situations are really miserable there for them because it's in the night right now and they are all sleeping in the streets in the Egyptian side, and there is no food, there is no bathrooms, there is no services there for them to live. And among these people, there are children who were doing operations outside, and there are some of the elderly people who need some care, and they need to go back to hospitals for medication in Gaza.
Mohammed, what you're saying is very, very disturbing. It sounds like the Israeli army has declared war on the Palestinian civilian population in Rafah and in Gaza.
Well, why shouldn't be there war in Gaza? Why shouldn't be there any starving Palestinians? Of course, the U.S. government is giving the green light for this, for the Israeli army to do all this. I mean, look in Gaza. The American weapons are used to hit us every day. I mean, I will go, for example, I have been to some places. If you go to see a spent bullet, for example, in Rafah, used by the Israeli army, and if you look at it, you would find that this spent bullet was only 2 weeks made. It gives you the idea that those soldiers are actually connected with guns and with military factories in Washington, D.C. This is what it is. And here the world is supporting this madness, supporting Gaza and targeting civilians, supporting all this killing of civilians. Why? Because if they are not supporting by their money and their taxes, and I mean this is in the United States, then they are supporting by their silence. People are supporting by their silence. Because if you are silent, then it means you agree in what's going on. We should stop the occupation. We are getting killed. We are dying in Gaza. We are starving in Gaza. There is no one to listen. I would invite from here, I would ask the U.S. administration, the international community, the European Union, and everyone who believes in peace and democracy in all over the world, to put the pressure on Israel. Enough is enough. We got really frustrated by the Israeli bombings. They are killing the children. They are targeting people who are inside their homes. I met with one of the people just right now, and a woman who's a mother of 3 children, and she was running close to the hospital, crying, and asking for shelter. Why? Because the Israeli bulldozers tried to attack her house, and the Israeli bulldozers start shooting at her family. Her children have nothing to do. They have nothing. Where should they go? I mean, where do Palestinians have to go? There is no home but their home. Are they going to stay in the hospital forever? They are coming to the hospital seeking for shelter. But there is no, even in the hospital, there is no medicine. There is no medicine. There is medicine shortages in the hospitals. I have talked to the director of the hospital in Rafah, and he told me that there is medicine shortages, and they are trying to do their best to make to save the life of casualties, but this is very difficult. Now, the movement of ambulances, if, for example, someone gets injured in the south and you need to get this one who's injured and in bad need for surgery into other hospital in some places in the north of Gaza, then it would be very impossible for you to move by ambulance from the north to the south because the bridges are down. There is no electricity. The operation rooms are not operating anymore. There is no operation room. They are not working at all. So what do you expect? What do we expect? What do we expect now from the Gazians to do? Gaza people are starving, and there is really humanitarian crisis in Gaza, and the situations are not getting any better. So we are appealing to everyone, international community, the world, the U.S. administration, though I know that the U.S. administration have been hearing and listening to what the Palestinians have been suffering. But unfortunately, they keep repeating, doing the same and giving the green light for Israel and for the terrorists, ministers to attack Gaza Strip. And here they are attacking. Israeli helicopters hovering all over the night. So how would it be possible for children to sleep overnight? Our children are born to live. They're not born to get killed by the Israeli army. They're not born to get killed. We need to live. The children just simply want to live. I mean, a child who is 2 or 3 years, I mean, what those people, what those children did to get killed like this? All of us have seen the family on the beach when they were killed in the north of Gaza. And I would think, I mean, don't those people have any heart? Mm. I mean, where is the government, the United States? President Bush, what is he doing? What are those people doing to us? They are killing us every day. They are bombing us every day. Stop this madness. Stop this insurgence. Stop these attacks. Our children need to live exactly like your children, exactly like the American children, exactly like the British children, exactly like the Norwegian, the Swedish, like your children. We want to live. They are not born just to get killed by the Israeli army. It's enough. We need to stop this. We really need to stop this madness. Stop attacking Gaza. The soldiers are not coming here to make fun. They are coming to kill. They are coming to destroy. They have started by cutting everything. So imagine now Gaza will be 6 months without electricity. Okay, forget about it. Imagine that happened yourself. Imagine, for example, in San Francisco, there is no electricity for 6 months. What will happen? Don't you have a refrigerator at home? Don't you have food in the... Don't you have hospitals that need to operate? Don't you have everything based on electricity nowadays? So what are we going to do? 6 months without electricity. Who's responsible in that?
Mohammed, but for our listeners, that's the amazing and courageous voice of Mohammed Omar. Mohammed is a Palestinian living in Rafah. He's a freelance journalist and a photographer. And if you want to read about his experience of this brutal assault on the civilian population of Gaza, you can go to his blog site, which is www.rafahtoday, that's rafahtoday.org. Mohammed, what you're telling us is among the most disturbing things we've heard today on the radio. What you're talking about is an awful war crime that is happening to the people of Palestine right now. We want to know if you have any final words of what you want to say to the people who are listening in the San Francisco Bay Area and throughout the world.
I would say, enough is enough. Wake up. Wake up, our children. Wake up from sleeping. Wake up, open your eyes. Have your eyes wide open. Look at us. We are getting killed every day by your weapons. It is M16, the Israeli... And the Israeli soldiers are using. It is the American weapons. They are using the F-16s hovering our heads right now. Stop this insurgence. Stop these attacks. We need to live as you are living. We love life as you love life. We need to stop all this madness. We need to live. It's our right to live. The children need to live. I mean, how comes that all this bombing and chilling and all this, and there's no feelings at all? No feelings at all? No people just having any sympathy with the Palestinians or to show just support? I mean, nowadays, even there is no one to say no to the Israelis when they are attacking Gaza. They are attacking Gaza. They are killing civilians. They are bombing houses. They are doing whatever they want to do, and the world is silent. Everyone is silent. You can't hear people talking about it. You can't hear people discussing about it.
Mohammed,
I would also invite the media in the United States to wake up. The media should wake up. Today I was invited to talk on a live interview for CNN. And unfortunately, I was very sorry to say that they want to dictate me what to say exactly. They want to dictate me what to say exactly, like, don't say this word, say that word. I mean, this is also not real journalism, and if that shows, it shows that there is no freedom of expression in the United States. I'm sorry to say that, but now we have to wake up. We need to live as Palestinians, and it should be that the world, and mainly in the United States, people know about what's going on here. Now helicopters are hovering over our head. It's 16 hovering over our head. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Now, if I'm talking, when I'm talking to you, it can easily happen and Israeli helicopters bomb the area where I am. And what I've been just talking to radio station in San Francisco. What I'm doing? I'm doing nothing. And this is many, many cases are like this way.
That's the
we need to stop this madness.
That's the voice of the courageous Palestinian from Rafah, Mohammed Omar. You can read about his work at www.rafahtoday.org. Mohammed is a freelance journalist and a photographer and a very, very courageous human being in Palestinian who is speaking truth to power, who's speaking about the atrocities that are being committed against the Palestinian people living in Gaza and in the West Bank. Mohammed, thank you very much for being with us today, and please stay on the line because I want to talk to you before we go. We're going to take a quick musical break and come back to Arab Talk. Thank you.